Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
There are 1,524,484,481. This is
Come again? What's up, YouTube? Drill Sergeant here, and the surprise on my face is not an act. I am shocked. I believe we may have found the most intelligent person in We may have found the most intelligent person in America. A matter of fact, I have no words. Watch this.
There are 1,524,481. This is over 1,000,000, 1.5. Mr. Ron Kendall is the executive chairman emeritus at the National.
Why is MTG supporting Musk and Doge and the slashing of Medicaid, Social Security offices, libraries, and more? This is outrageous from Sarah. Well, Sarah, unfortunately, you're being brainwashed by the news that you're watching.
This is coming from someone who clearly reads on a first grade level, so I don't know why she's trying to clown Sarah.
Look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
Again, I didn't make that. That's on Jasmine Crockett's official YouTube page. Unlike Marjorie Taylor Greene, I know when to shut up. I'm not as smart as she is. You thought it was crazy with the B6 movement. You thought it was crazy how she just was blasting her every day, all day, this week in Congress.
So, Miss Goss Graves, I want to play a game. It's called Trump or Trans. You ready?
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to tell me whether or not it is Trump or trans people that are responsible. You understand?
Got it.
Okay, very good. The first one, gutted medical research.
Trump.
Kidnapping Americans and sending them to foreign countries, a.k.a. deporting them.
Trump.
Driving us into a recession.
Trump.
Increasing the cost of everything.
Trump.
Waging an idiotic tariff war.
Trump.
Harming farmers.
Trump.
Ignoring the Constitution.
Trump.
Proposing to take away Social Security.
Trump.
Cutting health care.
Trump.
Firing government workers who keep our country safe.
Trump.
Encouraging an environment of hate and divisiveness.
Trump.
Thank you so much.
I look at the Democrats, they're in total disarray. They have a new person named Crockett. I watched her speak the other day. She's definitely a low IQ person.
I've got three statements that I want to know if you agree or disagree with, and I want to just go down the row. Yes or no? Does cutting pay typically assist in recruiting a workforce? Yes or no?
No.
No.
Generally, no.
No.
Thank you. It sounds like a low IQ implementation to me.
So let's talk about waste. Like Trump's plan to spend almost $100 million for his little birthday parade. Or how he spent 25% of his first 100 days golfing, costing taxpayers tens of millions of dollars. In fact, it's a little bit over $30 million at our last estimation. In fact, President Trump is on pace to spend more than $1 billion of taxpayer dollars just on golfing. Yet the Republicans have been silent. So they must think spending taxpayer dollars on the president's golfing trips is more important than providing health care to their constituents. Let's look at fraud. We could investigate whether the White House and the members of this subcommittee engaged in insider trading and market manipulation. Maybe it's a coincidence that the chairwoman brought hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stock the day before Trump announced a 90-day pause on tariffs. But I guess we'll never know.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is undoubtedly the dumbest person in Congress. Marjorie Taylor Greene is the result of the worst education policies mixed with a town of only 16 people who all drag their knuckles out from the woods and the mountains to go vote for someone like her because they too are the result of poor education policies. They're stupid. And I oftentimes ask myself, how is it that she can win an argument at all? How is it that she can even be put in the same seat as anybody else who's won a seat besides Lauren Boebert? But it turns out that those 16 people in that mountain in the woods in Georgia, there's little pockets of them everywhere because the Republican Party has just become stupid. And upon that realization, I wonder, why isn't anyone saying it like that? Well, it turns out only the smartest person in America, Representative Jasmine Crockett, understands that. I've never seen a better commercial, segment, diss, karma, faffo, comedy reel, whatever you want to call it, in my life. I want to see it again.
There are 1,524,481. This is over 1 million, 1.5. Mr. Ron Kendall is the executive chairman emeritus at the National.
Why is MTG supporting Musk and Doge and the slashing of Medicaid, Social Security offices, libraries, and more? This is outrageous from Sarah. Well, Sarah, unfortunately, you're being brainwashed by the news that you're watching.
This is coming from someone who clearly reads on a first grade level, so I don't know why she's trying to clown Sarah.
Look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
I reiterate, I did not make that. That is on her official YouTube page, 250-something thousand followers. Because she realized, what are we doing? What are we doing talking to knuckle draggers, uneducated buffoons, like they understand policy? What are we doing talking to racists like they understand decency? What are we doing to someone who thinks that Donald Trump is worth worshiping like they have a moral compass? Why haven't we been doing this a long time ago? I don't know, but I find it my civic duty to bring it to you. I find it my civic duty to bring it to you because there's another channel out there called TYT, the unfortunate, disgusting downfall of a once decent channel that has turned into a caricature of themselves viewed through the lens of a Republican that instead of talking about the buffoonery and the disgusting things that these knuckle draggers have done, Cenk Uygur of TYT had an interview with Marjorie Taylor Greene about policy.
Look, you've taken a good deal of criticism on that issue of anti-Semitism, etc. So, and I get where it comes from, you know where it comes from. Having said that, I'll tell you my opinion in the last few years. For me, Israel's a foreign government. And so governments do things that are wrong all the time. I think, you know, I love our Jewish American brothers and sisters. And I think they're some of the best fighters for peace. And so to me, the issue of religion and the issue of a foreign government are completely separate. Do you agree with that?
Oh, of course. And you know what? Listen, I'm a Christian. My savior is a Jew, and that's Jesus. And so, look, I have no problem with Israel. I think they're doing great. They're a great country.
If Trump does attack Iran, how disappointed will you be in Trump?
I don't see a need to attack Iran. I don't see a need or understand a reason to attack Iran. And the American people don't want a war with Iran. You know, for the past several years during the Biden administration, we saw our own borders overrun every single day.
See, if you watch that softball interview by the always angry Cenk Uygur fighting for America, treating this homunculus, this buffoon, this knuckle-dragging, low IQ, uneducated, racist piece of crap rolling down the hill of a mountain in Georgia, collecting stones and rocks on her way to the destruction of this country like an intelligent congresswoman worthy of your time. You see, if you listen to that, you might think so. So it's my civic duty to run this genius commercial by the smartest person in America as many times as I need to. It's my civic duty. Watch it again.
There are 1,524,481. This is over 1 million, 1.5. Mr. Ron Kendall is the executive chairman emeritus at the National.
Why is MTG supporting Musk and Doge and the slashing of Medicaid, Social Security offices, libraries, and more? This is outrageous from Sarah. Well, Sarah, unfortunately, you're being brainwashed by the news that you're watching.
This is coming from someone who clearly reads on a first grade level, so I don't know why she's trying to clown Sarah.
Look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
I got nothing. There's no notes for that. There's no notes there. Maybe we can have a video about the stupid decision she's backing by this president about getting rid of the Department of Education, because obviously it is not important to her voters. I mean, we could have a video about that. But the most important thing is that I remind you, while TYT is praising and equalizing and equating Marjorie Taylor Greene to an actual free-thinking human being that's not an idiot, racist, knuckle-dragging, mountain crawl, it's important that you remember this.
There are 1,524,481. This is over 1 million, 1.5. Mr. Ron Kendall is the executive chairman emeritus at...
That's the video. That's the video. I'm done. What else do you want me to say? You can rewind that as many times as you need to. I'm here for you. Listen, before I leave, make sure that you remember we have a Twitch channel. We'll be right back right after these words from Herb Digital on our Twitch channel.
What up, Twitch?
What up, Twitch?
What up, Twitch? It's your boy Herb Digital.
Herb Digital.
Herb Digital. Hopped out the Bionic 5, now I'm on iRacing Live.
When I'm not dunking on incels or smacking racists, I like to settle down with a little music.
If you want to catch me racing, oh, nobody can catch me racing. But if you want to see me racing, follow me. twitch.tv/politicaldraindigital.
Knowledge is power.
So my old man's got a problem. Lives by the bottle, that's the way it is.
And last but most importantly, practice your Second Amendment rights and learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones. Shit is getting real spooky out there. And your boy are vigilant for them games. Herb Digital out.
So my old man's got a problem. Lives by the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. Said his body's too young to look like his.
Help build up those numbers on Twitch. And what else can I say? What time do we have? Also, we have an email. Email us if you want to help write. If you want to help research, find idiots and MAGA crusaders out there misinforming the population for fighting back against fascism in any way you can. We have multiple ways to do it. You can help promote. You can help write. And we also have a few more spicy things that you can do as well. But you got to email us first. And, you know, if you're nasty, you'll get vetted and we can talk spice. But that's it, man. That's it. Have a very good Saturday. Hey, yeah, you. Before you click away to watch someone unbox a tactical toothbrush, let's talk about something real. Political Drain isn't just another content mill. We're a digital front in a very real war. Not with bullets, but with ideas, with action, and with solidarity. We pair urgent news with critical education. And we build community around actual resistance, not the hashtag kind. The kind that moves. But here's the thing. None of this is free. It isn't. Behind every video is time, labor, research, and some weird guy asking if we're going to pay the hosting bill. And yeah, some of that money goes to things we can't necessarily say out loud. If you know, you know. Let's just say Our special ops aren't Call of Duty LARPers. They're people making real moves to protect, uplift, and organize. You're not just funding a channel. You're funding a resistance network in a world where capital still calls the shots. Unfortunately, in a system built on artificial scarcity, even mutual aid has a price tag. And if we want to grow, if we want to win, we need your help. We need your help. So if you've got even a few bucks to spare, toss it our way. It's not for ads, it's not for merch drops, but for people making moves in the shadows so others can do it in the light. It's just us and you. So fund the mission, fund the fight, fund the future, because nobody's coming to save us. We save each other. That's how this works. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe you can get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on groovechillradio.com/political-drain and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.